Very good. So after all these things, so Chazal, once we prepared the refuah for the makor, we explained that means the makor is a completely different type of makor. The whole point of the makor is to get to the refuah. After Dvarim Ha'ele, Gidal HaMelech HaChashverosh Es Haman Ben Amdoso Agogi Vayinaseihu. Why was he Megadel Haman? Because who gave him the Eitzer to get rid of Vashti? Malchusi Yitei Nirusa Haman Menucha. He's Gemaldik. He was so infatuated with Esther, he wants just to do give Hakoras HaTov to somebody, so he decided Haman gave him the answer. So it's Gidal as Haman. Vayinaseihu. What's the two Lashonos? Vayinaseihu means he exalted him. He lifted him up. So Chazal say Gidloi is Bemomen. Gidal is Bemomen. He gave him lots of money. He made him a very rich man. And then he gave him kovet, vayinaseihu. Vayosim iskiso me'al kol ha'sorim asheitoi. And he made him number one in the whole Medina. Before Andy was number seven, now he became number one. And now we have a very interesting pasuk. V'chol avdei ha'melech asher b'shar ha'melech koirim u'mishtachavim l'haman. All the avdei ha'melech in the shar ha'melech are curtsying and bowing down to Haman, ki chein tziva loy hamelech, because the melech was mitzaveh that to him. Now, in the chora, you would expect the pasuk to say, "You're telling me what the melech did for him." Vayinaseu, vayosim iskuso mi'al kol asorim v'sheyitoy. You would expect the pasuk to say, "Vayitzav hamelech al kol avdei hamelech asher b'shar hamelech lichroya lishtachavoyis lahaman." But he says no. He says that everybody, kol avdei hamelech asher b'shar hamelech koyim lishtachavim lahaman ki chein tziva loy hamelech. It's the pshat. Was it carry on? It says Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. It doesn't say Mordechai lo kara v'lo yishtachave. In the past, loshen avar, it says lo yichra. He will not. B'shum pali ve'oifed. He will not curtsy in front of him. Korea is bending the knees. Is curtsying, and he won't be yishtachave. Why not? Chazal say the Gemara says because Haman also atzmai avodah zarah. What's the pshat? Also, atzmei avodah zarah. How do you make yourself into an avodah zarah? Harei, how can a human being be an avodah zarah? Everybody knows. Well, people who are older than Haman remember that Haman was a little kid. And Haman was once born. So how can he be a god? He had quite a few people in history made themselves into gods. Paro in Mitzrayim made himself into an avodah zarah. Says the Rambam, what's the pshat? The human being's avodah zarah. Be'etzem, every idol, the lomdus of an idol, is not stupid. Every idol, the real lomdus, the people who understand what avodah zarah is, don't think that the idol itself is the power. The idol represents a power in the mareches hashamayim. This idol represents keneged, that mazel, that koichov, this malach, that malach. It's a representation of something in the malach, and that's where the real power is. Says the Ramban, in the world of avodah zarah, sometimes when a person was projected very fast to power or covet, they understood that that meant that his mazel is very strong, and his mazel is projecting him to such covet and such power. So they worshipped the person to connect to his mazel. The same as when they did avodas to an idol, the idea is to connect to his mazel. But what happened over here? Haman was projected to Gadlus. Gidloi, and then Vayinaseu, then Vayosim Kisumi Al Kolasorim, and then Taka, the Melech was mitzaveh everybody to bow down to him. Bow down to him als kovet. But the Olam saw that at such a rise to power, and he encouraged it, and he said, oh, it's my koyach, it's my mazel, it's my koychov. But b'meila, everybody bowed down to him, not because they were just being mikayim the law of the melech. They bowed down to him because he was os atzma v'dezara. Ki chayin tziva loy ha-melech was another reason as to an extra godless which he got, and therefore that was the reason why they assumed he's avodasara. So they were all bowing down to him because of the avodasara. Now there was a law which the melech had made that everybody has to bow down to him. But since he's also atzmei avodasara, Mordechai lo yichra ve-lo yishtachav b'shum ponim ve-oifen, Mordechai is not going to bow down to him. If it would have been a stam, a law, als covered, he would have bowed down to him. But heyos that everybody's made him into Avodah Zarah, he encouraged that. So Mordechai is not going to do anything which Shemashu of Avodah Zarah. Now, I told you yesterday that there are two Goyalim, Esther and Mordechai. And there are two Averis. And Esther, we looked at yesterday, Esther is Metaken, the Chet Shenedim, Yisudosu, Shenoysa, Roshan. Mordechai's tafkid in the Gula is to be metaken the chet sheishtachavu latzelem b'imeinu chadnetzah. So Mordechai me'al kol ha'yudim is zicha not going to bow down to something which even looks like an avodah zara. Why? The chet which they were mishtachavu to the tzelem b'imeinu chadnetzah was because it was only laponim. They didn't believe that it was Avodah Zarah. The Yidden didn't bow down because it was Avodah Zarah. The Yidden were not becoming it for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Hema Asu Leponim. They only did the Chitzonius. But everybody was bowing down to it als Avodah Zarah. And the Yidden also bowed down. This is a massive Chilul Hashem. It looked like they're doing Avodah Zarah. And that was the taina on them. Except for Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. So Mordechai is coming to be metaken that chet. You tell me Mordechai bowed down to him as covered, but that gets back to the chet. That was the chet. So Mordechai lo yichra velo yishtachave. Now what happens? The Avdei HaMelech come up to him and they say, Why are you being oves mitzvas HaMelech? The Melech was mitzave to bow down to him. And he didn't listen to them. He told them why. He told them, I'm a Yehudi. The Gemara says, Yehudi, kol ha-koyfer b'avodah zarah nikra Yehudi. Why? The word Yehudi, which we all are, Baruch Hashem, is a gemaltiger word. Because first of all, Yehuda, I'll call upon him, has the Shem Hashem with the Dalet. A Dalet is where the Gemara in Shabbos says Dalet Lashon Dal. The Dal, an Oni. An Oni doesn't have anything me'atzmoi. That's the definition of an Oni. A Yid is mitzad atzmoi a Dal. But Shoire Olov on the Yid is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's Yehuda. When we're Shayach to that, we're called a Yehudi. A Yehudi is Shaykhus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need any Avodah Zarah. Kol HaKoyfer b'Avodah Zarah. So how do you get anything? Direct from the Melech Malchei Melochim, not from all his underlings and all his Malochi with Koychov and everything. I go straight to the Melech. That's a Yehudi. V'higit lohem shehu Yehudi. But he wouldn't change. So they decided, Ken sign also, Kihigit Lohem Ashehu Yehudi, Sidas Yisrael. Let's see if this Jidda can get away with his antics. So they told Haman, Mayakidu Lahaman, Lirois Ayabdu Divrei Mordechai, Pliatsuma. Realize what this means? Haman did not notice that Mordechai didn't bow down to him. Haman was such a Balgaiva. That when he walked in the chatzar of the Melech, everybody is mishtachave. Ishtachavoye is pishut yodai v'raglai. That means everybody's lying on the floor like this. And there's one mensch who's standing up, not flinching an eyelid. And he didn't notice. Until they told him that Mordechai isn't bowing down. And then, vayahomon ki ein Mordechai kareh mishtachave eloi. Then he realized. He became full of anger. How much was his share of anger? It was a chazanish share of kas, I can tell you. Now we're going to see another nekuda of the midas rois of Haman, how they're going to destroy him. Another aspect of it. He decided it was a bizayon just to kill Mordechai, or just to start up with Mordechai. One second. Mr. Haman, if you're an Eved Nevot to the Melech, you can come to the king and you can say, Your Majesty, I want to tell you something very upsetting. My personal honor, it's got nothing to do with my personal honor. There is a pegia in Kvod HaMelech which needs to be taken care of. For me personally, Your Majesty, you gave such a law. Everybody has to bow down to me. I'm flattered. I don't deserve it. I don't know why. He could play the big on of. But Lamaisa, that's what Your Majesty was going there. And everybody is making this law except one person, Mordechai. He's a Moirid B'Malchus. What's Mordechai? It's not a pegia in Haman. It's a pegia in the Melech. Haman didn't see it like that. Haman doesn't worry about the covet of the Melech. He worries about covet of one and only one person, me, Haman. So, Vayim is bein of lishlach yom b'Mordechai. What he's going to say? Mordechai doesn't bow down to me. It's a beer in my covet. It's because he's a Yehudi. So, what does he decide? Lo yomin. Because of his midas roz, he decided to put this final solution plan into action. And that is eventually going to finish him off.
בחודש הראשון חודש ניסן בשנת 12 למלך אחשוורוש היפיל פור הוא הגוירל לפני הומן מיום ליום יחד של חודש שלהם עשו חודש אדום נוח היסוד יפתנו now the big יסוד here we learned Parsha Zohar something very interesting Parsha Zohar says He came with Derech Mikre. He didn't announce a war. He was a coward. He came from the back. Makas Zonov. He didn't attack at the front to the Machane. He came from the back. All the weak people who were thrown out of the Arnon, the people who were doing Averus. V'ato oyev v'yogea, and what matzah was Klal Yisrael in oyev v'yogea? He didn't attack them when they were strong, when they were. In other words, every single thing he did over here was cowardice. V'yizanev becho, Rashi says makas zonov, that he cut the milas off and threw them klapei milo. V'lo yorei elukim. And he had no Yirah Shemayim. Frank the Brisker Rav, what's up, Shah? You tell me all the bad things that he did, and then you've got a taina below your Elohim. Moshe Lamad Ovadoyme. Somebody calls up Mashiach, he wants to know about Ploni Bacher Veshiduchim. Mashiach said, you want to know about Ploni? Yeah, there were Matsiah. Yaakov Cohen. You really sure you want to know about Yaakov Cohen? Yeah, so they must see it. Well, okay, I have to tell you the truth. We threw him out of yeshiva because we caught him that it was over Gimel Averus Chamurus. And he never learnt a word. He was Bechal Shabbos. He had treifas. And eventually we decided to throw him out. But I want to tell you one other thing. He never came to say the Musa. What do you mean? You tell me all these terrible things. That's your title. He didn't have Yira Shemaim. He wasn't on a Madrega of Yira. He did all these terrible things. Zog the Brisker of the Pshat Namalik is like this. Alpi a Yosoid, which Chazal tell us, and a God of Pes Kefel and a Gazlan only has to be Meshim Sagzein. Why does the God of have to be Kefel? So Chazal say, because the Gazlan comes in the front door and he's not scared of anyone. And he bursts into the house and he says, give me all your money, and he walks out. So he has to be Meshim Sagzein. But the Gadaf is scared of everybody. The Gadaf stalks the house for weeks beforehand and works out when are they leaving. Figures out the burglar alarm, how to cut off the burglar alarm. Makes cheshbonus and cheshbonus. In the middle of the night, when nobody can see him, he comes into the house and he steals what he does. He has a getaway car waiting for him, jumps out and runs away. The Gadaf is scared of everything, takes everything into account except one thing, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meila the Gazlan isn't scared of anybody, he's not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ganav is scared of everything. It makes all the Cheshvedas, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has to pay careful. So the Brisker of the same thing is Amalek. Amalek took care of and covered every possibility. Chazal tell us that Amalek, when he came to attack Klal Yisrael, picked a special army. Everyone in the army was Yom Gnusya Shalai. His mazel was his strongest. Maybe it means it was his birthday. Maybe it means other things. He came with Kishuf. He came with all the different cheshbonos. He came from the back. V'chula v'chula. V'lo yirei Elokim. He took in every cheshbon except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Amalekim. You'll see Haman's exactly the same. Haman took in all the cheshbonos. Haman wants to make this terrible gzeira. He's knowing which day should he make the gzeira. So he makes a goyro. I'll pee the kochav mazolos. When is the best time to make this gzeira? Now the God is medayik that it says hipil pur who are goyro lifnei Haman. What's it lifnei Haman? Why was it Lifnei Haman? So he says the God, that you can't find out, according to the Mazolos, when is the best day to attack Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Klal Yisrael doesn't appear in the Mazolos. Since Avram ain't a moilit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram out of the Koichov Mazolos and gave him a child, Bederech Lamala Min Ateva. Avraham is Moilit. Sarai is Eina Moilit. Sarai was Moilit. So Ada Yoim Azeh, Klal Yisrael, doesn't appear on the screen of Mazolos. I don't know why the Maisa Edoim does, because Edoim was also came from Yitzchak, and Yitzchak came from Lamala Min Ateva. So how does Edom appear on things? Lo Yodea. If somebody knows the answer to that kasha, please tell me. I've had this kasha for years. But Al Kaponim does of the God. So he said he couldn't make a goyrel when Klal Yisrael is weak. Other Rishonim don't learn like that. But that's how the God learns. So he says it was Lifnei Haman. He was made the goyrel. When is he the strongest? And the Pella is that this Gzeira came out on Yud Gimel, Michodish Chodesh Leivasu Chodesh Adar Yud Gimel Adar. Where was he making this gezeira? We know that he was making this gezeira on Yud Gimel Nisan. So that means it's 11 months time till he's going to carry out this gezeira. That's very, very important min hashamayim. part of the way, part of the reason why this gezeirah was nullified is because there was so much time between when the gezeirah was made and when the gezeirah was supposed to take place. We will see. So he got the Melech to give him the tapas, and even though Chazal say that the Melech knew what he was talking about, he pretended not to know, and he gave him the tapas, and he says, "You decide whatever you want." And Ulabed es kol haYehudim mina viad zokein taf v'noshin beyoyim echot v'shloisha also lechodesh neimaso lechodesh ador u'shlolam lavoyis. Explains the God other beforeshim that this gezeira, which was written out beforeish what was supposed to be, was sent only to the governors of the medinas, and it was kept secret. It was sent in sealed letters, and they were told not to be mefarsim this gezeirah. Why? Because Haman, a true Amaleki, was choshesh that if the information will get out, the Yidden will start doing shtadlonus and start going to this one and that one and the other one, and then by the time it comes to the 11 months later, it won't happen. Or in some places it won't happen. They'll bribe some of the pachos, or they'll get people to speak up for them. V'chula v'chula. So Haman kept it a secret. The Ika Gzeira was kept a secret. But there was a second thing he sent out. Pas shegen aksov li nase dos b'chol medina medina galui lekol ha'amim. There was a second thing which he sent out, which was a big settle, like they have in Yerushalayim, they put up Setlach. Yeah. So that was put up for Golu Lekol Ha'amim. What did that say? All that said was, Liyos Asidim Layoyim Azeh, that everybody should be prepared for Yud Gimel Adar next year. Doesn't say what you're supposed to do, doesn't say any details. Just prepare for Yud Gimel Adar. And the letters which were sent to the governors were signed by the Achashverosh and sealed by Achashverosh. In other words, they weren't signed. He didn't write it, but it was nichtam v'nechtam v'tabas ha-melech. It was not a gzera of Haman, it was a gzera of Achashverosh. And Achashverosh had the ring, which was the important thing, the signet ring. That meant that it was a gzera of Achashverosh. The Pas Shegin was also b'shem Achashverosh. And the Paschegi didn't say what was supposed to be. Horotzim yotzim d'chufim midvah melech v'ados nitna b'shushan abira. The Paschegi was hung up in b'shushan abira. Ha-melech v'homen yoshu lishtois v'yeshushan avoicha. This is unbelievable. The rishus of these two people, they just will go there, lahashvid larog u'la'abed, is all the final solution mamish. And what did they do? They made a party. Sat down and drank. Says that there's a book which describes from the secretary, one of the secretaries of Hitler, how Hitler used to have dinner parties, and they used to come and tell him of how many Yidden they'd killed and how all the sachar about the Yidden, and all sorts of other things that he spoke out then. It's called Hitler's table talk or dinner talk, I remember, and that's why he's an enikul of Haman. You know, they just decided they had a final solution, and let's make a party. There they are drinking, not the chaim, the mavis, and another the mavis, nishtois. But here Shushan Navoicha. Why? because nobody knew what does it mean. All these signs, everybody has to be prepared for Yud Gimel Adar. We didn't know what. Very clever. Haman has got his whole plan rolling into action. How? Mordechai knew everything. How did he know everything? So Chazal Baruch HaKodesh. Yeah, lo yirei Elokim. Haman takes into account every single cheshbon except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yirei Elokim. Mordechai yodas kol ashe nasa. Vayikra Mordechai esbegodov. Vayil mashsak v'oife v'yetze besoy choi v'yizak zoche gdoyle bara. He started davening. Well, 1 second, Mordechai. You have a possibility. We've got Esther, it's a Malka. You can send Esther to go and speak to the Melech. If you put on Sakva Efer, Vayovo Adlifnei Shara Melech, he ain't Lova El Shara Melech, Bilavush Sok. You can't go and speak to Esther. So, you want a daven, it's very nice. You're very frum and you're very choshvayid. Speak to Esther first, do the hishtadlus, and then you start davening. That's what happened. As soon as Mordechai found out, miyad, tefillah. And tefillah in a very public way. Yes, because Mordechai knew that we have to be metakin the yasod. What was the yasod? They bowed down publicly, looked like avodah zarah. What's the big tikkun for that? Pumfakert! In public to David and Bimachris, clearly we have our own Ribbono Shel Olam. Not our own, he's the Ribbono Shel Olam of the whole world. We have our own Adon, we have our own Shoimer. And we David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's going to be with Hishtadlus? Who needs Hishtadlus? First of all, if you don't cure the Machla and it's Yesoi, then all the Hishtadlus isn't going to work. We have to get to cure the Machla. The Machla is the Chet. You have to make a ticket of the Chet. What's going to be? You'll never get anything. What's going to be? There's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. He will take care of Klal Yisrael. Vayavo ad lifnei Shar HaMelech ki ein lo v'el Shar HaMelech bilvush sok. And now the pasuk, before we go out and say how he spoke to Esther, we're telling me something which happened b'chol medina medina b'koy v'ashed var ha-melech v'dosim magia evil god la yehudim v'tzoyimu v'chiyum mispeit sag v'hefa yutza l'rabim. Everywhere yin were nisoyrer in this in the whole where the paschegin came. Why? How? Teretz is b'koyach l'hisoyrus of Mordechai, that smruch is spread over to all the yin. You're talking actually at a period of 73 days, and you're seeing something very interesting, that the Yidden in most places are going to start davening after Haman's dead, because Haman is going to be dead in 3 days' time. But the Ratzim are still going. It took them 73 days to go through the whole Medina. So what? Klal Yisrael are busy being metakin the chet. Mordechai was moire klal Yisrael for tikkun achet, and they all davened publicly. Now we'll go back to what happened lemaisa in Shushan. What happened in Shushan? There's a tikkun achet going on now. Now we can talk about the ishtadlus. Ishtadlus, rubbish. What happened? Vatavodah Darus Esther v'sori sevay gidula. They came and they told Esther what's going on. Mordechai is put on sack and he's outside the palace, davening b'koil gadol. So, what's happened? Vatishlach begodim alvish es Mordechai ulahosim sack me olav elokimel. She sent him clothes. Take your sack off. Come in. Tell me what's wrong, and let's see if I can do something. He would, says the God, he did not want to be mafsik nitimilosoi ki huze velokibel. Carried on davening. So what should she do? Vatikra Esther lahasoch misorisai amelech. So she took Daniel. She sent Daniel. Vatitzaveo amod chaylodas maze vi almaze. She's a nevia. She understands. Not just maze. She has to know al maze. What was the cause?
How much money that Mordechai, that Haman, also, I forgot to mention that Haman told the Melech he's going to give him 10,000 shkolim, which was a whole cheshbon, a big mevatel, the machzis hashekel of Klal Yisrael. And he told everything to Hasoch, to tell to Esther. But he says, Eskol Asher Korohu, everything that happened. One second. Mordechai is a Korohu mensch. So Chazal say Korohu ben Korohu attacked him. It's Asher Korcho Baderech. It's Amalek, Mr. Mikre. Amalek holds everything in this world is Mikre. There's no Ashkoch in this world. That's how Amalek lives. Amalek is Gematria Rom. Amalek is the guy who holds Rom al kol goyim Hashem al Hashemai goyde. He's not here, he's there. That's the pshat why he cut off the milas and threw them up and said, Tul eshelocht, you take what's yours. You don't have any kedusha in this world. Ribbono shel Olam, you stay up there in Shemaim. Don't come down here. So he threw up the simonim of kedusha that's Mr. Korohu. What's the pshutai that he said Korohu? So the Malbim says, Mikre is when something happens that the what caused the thing to happen shouldn't have made it happen. Something happens, an accident. It shouldn't have happened, but the normal ways, the causes and effects, it shouldn't have happened. So why did it happen, Lichoira? Lichoira, because he didn't bow down to Haman. No, that wasn't really why it happened. That's all Korohu. That's all just Mikre. Why did it really happen? Al Mazeh, it happened because to be Moira Klali, so to be Metake, the Chet of Mishnachu Letzelem. That's why it really happened. And Mordechai was not the cause of the Gzeirah. That's just Mikre, that it looks like Mordechai was the cause of the Gzeirah. It's not really. And then he gave Esther the Paschegen, Ksav Adasa Shenita Meshushan Lashmidom. Nasa Loi Laharo says Esther, Ulahagi Lol, Tsavi Soleil Lavoi, and Amelech Lishari Loi Lavakish in front of Alama. And he tells Esther, and it's a lot interesting, Loshan, Ulatsavi Soleil, he was Metsavi her, she has to go to the Melech now and be Mavakish for the Yid. Told you. Part of Esther's tikkun for the chet of Shaul is to be mekayim the tzivui of the Navi, even though it's keneged the seichel. So Hasoch comes, tells Esther, "Vatoyme Esther laHasoch, vatzavei al Mordechai. Kol avde amelech ve'am medinas amelech yoyde v'ashe kol yishvi shoshen yovel amelech al chotze apnim v'shoshen lo yikoy achas dosen avis levad v'ashe yoshin lo yamelech shabit hazov v'choya v'anoi lo nikreisi lovel amelech zesh lo shim yoyim." It's silly, sok the God, that your plan is not a toeles, it's a yazik. I'm going to go, and everybody knows, I can't plead ignorance of this law, that if you come to the Melech without being summoned, you're Chayav Misa. And he hasn't called me for 30 days. So the Mefarshim, it's never gone 30 days where he didn't call me. So any day now, he's going to call me. When is the Gzeirah? 11 months' time. We have plenty of time to do this Hishtadlus by the Melech. Agav. Why is it the Min HaShemayim there's never gone 30 days without being, he never went 30 days without calling her? And Punkt now was 30 days? Because Min HaShemayim, the Rebbeinu Shem was Mesabev, that she should be able to be Metaken her Tikkun. It makes no sense, she's telling Mordechai to go. Wait a day or two. Vayagir Mordechai Stivre Esther. Vayome Mordechai, Lahashim El Esther. Al tadami benav sheikh li molet beis ha-melech mikol ha-yehudim ki im achrei shtachrishi bo eis ha-zois. I was told about it Baruch HaKodesh now. The Hatzalah has to be now. And if you don't go and you're quiet, never Hatzalah yamed la-yehudim mimokim acher. I know that Klal Yisrael is going to have a Hatzalah. That I also know. It'll come from somewhere else. I don't know where, but it'll come from somewhere else. But the nafkamin is to you. Ve'at ubeisovich tovedu.
You at Beis Avicha, you Avich, you won't be metaking the Chet of Shol. Ubi Adem Leis Kozois Igat LaMalchus. Actually, this is the whole pshat in this strange thing that you became the Malka. What? To save the Yin, the Be'ikah, to be metaking the Chet of Shol. Go now when it's connected the Seichel. Yes, the Rebbe Shlomo is Masavi, he hasn't called you for 30 days. Go now when it's connected the Seichel. And that is going to be attacking the whole Shoresh of why we got Haman in the world. Because of the Chet of Shol. She understood. Okay. Now she has to, there's another Chet, which needs a tikkun. Right? That's her tafkid. Vatoyim Esther Lashim and Mordechai Leich Knois Es Kol HaYehudim HaNimtzein BeShushan. That's exactly the lashon of in Perek Aleph of who was invited. Kol Am HaNimtzein BeShushan Leich Knois Es Kol HaYehudim HaNimtzein BeShushan Vitzumo Alay VaAtoichem Atishnu Shloishes Yomim Laila VeYoyim Gam Ani VeNaroisai Otzum Kein. We have to be metaken the chet of the Yehudim asher nimtzu b'shushan, who went to the Suda. And I also am going to fast, because she also needs to make the tikkun. One second, Esther, this is very silly. You're going to be 3 days in Tonis. You're going to be shvach like anything. You're going to look gefelach, and then you go to the melech. That's very silly. Is it? On which plane are we working? Oilam hazeh, teva, or ruchnius? If I'm attacking the chet, which was the immediate springboard of the gzeira, and you've been attacking the chet of tselem, and I'm attacking the chet by going and connecting the seichel to the shorish hasharoshim, then we'll have a yeshua. I will advise how she's going to do it. Uvechein ovel amelech hasheloi kados ucha sheovadeti ovadeti. She went al das mesiris nefesh. Vayava Mordechai Vayas Kechol Asher Tziv Sol of Esther, because Esther's mitzvah to have this sign 3 days. 3 days started Yud Gimel of Nisan, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, and Tesai. So we're going to be Bevatel Leil Seder, and be Bevatel Al Kolponim Achilles Matzah. She has a girl to do it, she's a Nevi'ah. So Mordechai was Mekayim her Tzivuy. They're both being Mekayim Tzivuyim from different Nevi'im here, and being Mekayim things which are very interesting, her Asha. And Esther goes to the Melech. Very quickly. Vayhi, Bayoy Bashlishi, Batil Bash Esther Malchus. Zohar Chazal Malchus, Ruach HaKodesh. Hold on a second, what? Song number four, when she was fasted 3 days, she used that as bittel haguf in Gansen, and she used it to go higher madrigas in Ruach HaKodesh, because that's who we're dealing with, that's who we're really talking about. 3 day tonis, I can steig even more. Vatil bashesta malchus, vatamud bechatzah beis hamelech apnimis, noichach beis hamelech. And Gemara says, came 3 malachim. She was so shvach, she looked gefelach, came 3 malachim. One to help her stand up, because she was so shvach. One brought the chut shel chesed down, so he shouldn't see what she really looked like. And he saw her in her original yofi. And the third one schlepped his hand out, that he should bring to put out the Shavit HaMelech. He didn't want to. He was going to kill her. But came the Malach and schlepped out his thing. Reb Shlomo used to say, who brought those Malachim? Mikoyach, what did those Malachim come? Mikoyach, the Tfilis of Klal Yisrael. Things work here. If you think the Ness of Purim was Bederech HaTeva, you've got no idea what goes on. We never saw the Malachim. We didn't see that. It's all Hester Ponim. Hester Ponim is the face is covered over. The face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covered over. Oh, but the hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being poiled everything here. Igatzun l'mala min ha-teva. So tomorrow we'll try and carry on. 10:30, 10:45.